With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. is sending additional troops to the Middle East. The U.S. currently has about 40,000 troops in the region. In a video message to the Lebanese people, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Israeli military is warning people in southern and eastern Lebanon to leave their homes as operations continue.
I urge you, take this warning seriously. Don't let Hezbollah endanger your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Don't let Hezbollah endanger Lebanon. Please, get out of harm's way now. Once our operation is finished, you can come back safely to your homes.
Also in SRNnews.com, Republicans believe they have a good chance of flipping the Michigan Senate seat open in November with the retirement of incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
Former Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers says it won't be easy to flip the seat held by Stabenow for the past 24 years.
But we're in this thing.
He tells the Salem Radio Network Republicans know snatching the seat will mean a lot of hard work.
We've got the first ground game we've had in this state this extensive, probably in 30 years.
Rogers says it all comes down to voters being willing to turn out and cast their ballots.
Put your jersey on, show up to vote.
Michigan's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip in their bid to regain the Senate majority. Bob Agner reporting.
There's a new White House-related attraction in the Capitol.
The latest tourist stop here in Washington opens this week and features a life-sized replica of the Oval Office. It's called the People's House, a White House experience. It's located just one block from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and admission is free. It's a technology-driven education center sponsored by the White House Historical Association. In addition to the Oval Office replica, there's an immersive theater that transforms into some of the more notable rooms in the White House every 5 minutes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get into the country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped-for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020. A small group of liberals, though, are looking to pull believers away from Trump and into Kamala Harris's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. This is SRN News. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery store checkout lines in California.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators last month and signed Sunday by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
And the state found that after the ban on flimsy plastic bags in 2014, residents were also throwing away the thicker plastic bags, which led to a 50% increase by weight of discarded plastic. Boeing making what it calls a best and final offer to striking union machinist. More details at SRNnews.com.